A North Georgia mountain town is struggling with a controversial issue that tugs at the deeply religious values in the area. In Cleveland, Georgia, a small group of students wants to form a gay club in the high school. But the idea has brought ridicule from some students and opposition from the majority of parents who've spoken out. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Carrie Pacer is 16 years old and a junior at White County High School. She says she got the idea to start the Gay Straight Alliance because of problems that she and others at the school have had to endure.
There was a lot of bullying and harassment of the gays at White County, and the administration failed to act on it in the ways that we felt necessary. We would take problems to them, and they'd say they would do something about it, and nothing would ever get done.
As soon as Pacer and her friends proposed the club, they were met with protests. Hoping to calm fears, students withdrew their application and submitted a new one for a club called Pride, Peers Rising in Diverse Education. This same group would focus on tolerance. At a school board meeting this week, it was clear that the name change did little, if anything, to calm the community.
So it looks to me like a change of name doesn't change the game.
That's Pastor Teddy Fowler from Liberty Baptist Church. He was one of several pastors who spoke out against the club. The school board must approve all extracurricular clubs, but Superintendent Paul Shaw acknowledges that equal access laws require that if schools have one club, they must allow any others that meet their standards. Many parents say if this one is allowed, they'd rather have no clubs at all. A few parents did speak in favor of the Pride group, including Carrie Pacer's mother, Savannah.
The formation of this group has ignited controversy in this town. That is good. People need to start to talk about issues that affect our young people, and being gay, whether you are openly gay or not, is one of those issues.
But in Cleveland, Georgia, a town of 2,000 in the middle of the Bible Belt, most people are not happy that the biggest talk around town is about a gay club organizing in their high school. This is the gateway to the mountains and home of the Cabbage Patch Dolls. From the town square, you can see Leadpole Mountain to the southeast. All around the square, shops of every kind, a hardware store, an antique place, and Cleveland Drug Company. Inside, there's Wendell's on the Square Cafe. Wendell Jones is chopping potatoes for a luncheon special and frying pork sandwiches on the grill. He says the children who are proposing this are just looking for attention.
The superintendent, Board of Education, should have already nipped this in the bud. We as taxpayers pay these people and teachers to teach not to have different safe clubs and clubs that's not going to really benefit the children. So I think homosexuality is a sin. This should never even been brought up in the schools for these kind of clubs.
Jones says with time and prayer, this will blow over. Up the block, realtor and broker Joe Cosner, who is gay, says the issue may not go away so easily.
It'll be a constant thorn in or a burr under the saddle of those that are so against it. And, of course, I'm glad for that. I mean, that's how things get done in this country. I mean, you've got to have somebody objecting to something for some reason or other and somebody fighting for it. All they're going to do is make these people that want it more.
The school board has not indicated when it will make a decision on the club, but it may have to deal with protests from both in and outside of White County. Westboro Baptist Church, a well-known anti-gay church from Topeka, Kansas, has announced plans to picket churches and the high school next month. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.